Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Tawqir al-Ulama'i wal-Kibari wa Ahli al-Fadli wa Taqdeemihim ala Ghayrihim wa Raf'i Majalisihim wa Idhari Murattabatihim. The chapter on honoring the scholars, honoring the elders, and honoring the people of goodness, showing preference to them over others, elevating their seating places, and acknowledging their status. قال الله تعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Allah Ta'ala says, say, can those people with knowledge be equal to those who do not have knowledge? Only those who possess intelligence will ponder. The people of this world, the people of the dunya, that generally what happens is the more wealthy a person is, the more popular a person is, the more outstanding a person is, as far as the world is concerned, then people want to give that person respect. That this person is the president of such and such a country, this person is the king of such and such a country, or the queen of such and such a country, the person is the wealthiest person in the world. Now pomp, glory, show is given for that person. But in our deen we are taught that the person, based on the ilm he has, based on the knowledge of deen he has, the fact that he is a elder, a senior in the community, the fact that he is a person of khair, a person of goodness, maybe he is a person that's making the effort of deen for many, many years, simple person. But he is a person that is linked, he got ta'aluk with deen, his connection is with deen. Shariat is telling this type of person we should be respecting. Not that we disrespect others, but we should go out of our way to respect people of deen. Why? They are connected with the knowledge of Quran, they are connected with the knowledge of hadith. So therefore we should go out of our way to respect them. So this ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is giving us something to chew upon, something to think upon. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Can those who don't have knowledge and those who have knowledge, can they ever be equal? In other words, think about it. Those that got knowledge, Allah Ta'ala has given them a far higher rank. Therefore, in the next part of the ayat, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, that only those who possess intelligence will ponder over such a thing. So today's hadith, عن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمر البدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله فإن كانوا في القراءة سواء فأعلمهم بالسنة فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم هجرة فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فأقدمهم سنا ولا يؤمن رجل الرجل في سلطانه ولا يقعد في بيته على تكرمته إلا بإذنه. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية له فأقدمهم فأقدمهم سلما بدل سنا أي إسلاما. وفي رواية يؤم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله وأقدمهم قراءة فإن كانت قراءتهم سواء فيؤمهم أقدمهم هجرة فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فيؤمهم أكبرهم سنا. أبو مسعود عقبة بن عمرو البدري الأنصاري رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the person who recites the book of Allah in the best should lead the people in salah. In other words, the person who has the best recital, that person should be the imam. If they are all equal in recitation, then the one who is most knowledgeable in reading or regarding the sunnah, he should lead them. If they are all equal regarding the knowledge of the sunnah, then the one who has emigrated, in other words, hijrah first, he should lead them. If they are all equal regarding the emigration, the hijrah, then the one who is the eldest in age should lead them. No person should lead the salah in a place where another holds authority without his permission. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has made a person one imam of the masjid. So no other person should go and take his place as imam except with his permission. Why? That is his domain, that is his position. So that respect should be given to that person. See, adab and akhlaq is taught to us so much in deen. Even these things are taught to us. Doesn't matter, you can be the imam of the Haram Sharif, but if you go to a masjid and there's an imam that's appointed, you don't take his place, even though you may be the imam of the Haram. Yes, if that person puts you forward, it's different, but it's showing us adab, respect, and giving respect to the authority that Allah Ta'ala has given to people. The next part of the hadith, no person should sit in a person's place of honor without his permission. No person should sit in a person's house, in his place where he normally sits, without his permission. Normally you'll find a person in his lounge, for example, he's got one seti, one place that he sits. All the time he sits in that place. He's got a habit of sitting there. So when another visitor comes or person comes there, he shouldn't go and sit in his place without his permission. In other words, that place normally he sits there. It's so to speak reserved for him. So out of respect, let him sit there. Or you'll find when they're sitting on a dastarkhan, people are all sitting. One person has got a habit of sitting in one particular spot. That is his place of honor. Now he's the host of the house. So when you go there, then don't sit in his place. The better thing to do is find out where you normally sit. So if he says, no sir, you can sit anywhere. You sit anywhere, there's no problem. But if he says, no, I normally sit here, then try and sit in another place. Even this is also shown to us in Sharia. Another narration has it that the people should take an imam, the one from amongst them who recites the kitab, the book of Allah, the best, and the one who is most experienced of them in recitation. If they are all equal in recitation, then the first of them in respect of hijrat, who made hijrat the first, he should lead them in salah. If they are all equal in respect of hijrah, in immigration, then the eldest in age should lead them in prayer. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, that the one who is the most knowledgeable regarding the sunnah should be preferred. Because the person that's just a qari, a person who can just read Quran well, one part of salah he has mastered. In other words, the qira. But the person who knows the sunnah the best, he has mastered all of salah. So therefore, that person that is given, made the imam, should be the one that has the most amount of knowledge of the sunnah. He should be put forward as the imam. This is a situation where there is no official imam that is appointed. Now everyone has gathered for salah. Who should go forward? So this is the guideline that is given to us. And even when appointing an imam, then this should be kept in mind. And also, it is mentioned, that when Rasul ill, in his terminal illness, in his last illness, he appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the imam. Yet Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu was known as the qari of this ummah. He was present, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the imam, showing us that person that has the most knowledge of sunnah, he should be the one that should be the imam. One other important point that comes out from this hadith, people always say that don't judge. It's a common statement we hear, people say don't judge, Allah is the judge. But look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now you need to put somebody as an imam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling you how you should be judging. In other words, you have to judge. Sometimes you have to judge. There are times where you have to judge. So just to make a blanket statement that don't judge, only Allah is the judge, is wrong. Because here we find the hadith is telling us that the person who recites the kitab of Allah the best, in other words, you do a judgment call, see who is the best in reciting qiraat, put him forward. The next is, then you see if everyone is all equal, then the one who has the most amount of ilm regarding the sunnah, he should lead them. If they are all equal, then the one who made hijrat first. In other words, continuously telling us that make a judgment call who should be the imam. So therefore, sometimes when we hear these things, then we shouldn't get carried away in the wrong. Because these things, they sound nice, but they're actually going against our deen. Our deen is asking us, in certain situation, you have to judge a person whose daughter is getting married, and now a suitor comes, or a suitor comes to propose for his daughter. The right thing at that time is now to judge this person. Is he suitable for my daughter or not? Is he not suitable? You can't just apply that qaida, that rule, that Allah is the judge, we can't judge. There's no such thing as this in deen. Yes, where we don't judge is as far as the internal is concerned. As far as the external is concerned, there are many, many cases in Shariat where we are supposed to judge. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.